Let's hear how one Gulf Coast town is bearing up under Hurricane Laura. It was a Category 4 storm when it came ashore overnight in Louisiana and Texas. The center of the storm was over western Louisiana. Thurman Barty is on the line. He is the mayor of Port Arthur in Texas, one of the towns in the path of the storm. And Mayor, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you all for having me.
And I want to say right up front, it's a bad phone line, understandable because of the weather. So, Mayor, I'll just ask you to speak slowly, and we're going to lean in and listen because we want to hear how things are going. How did your town do overnight?
Well, we did well, and we were blessed, and we are thankful to God that what could have happened and what could have been just a catastrophic event has just really turned into something that we are thankful for. That was minimal damage. We have teams out, as I speak, assessing the damage. Some power outages, some tree limbs in roadways, but not as many as we've seen in other incidents. And so several of the things that we could have experienced, we were just blessed not to have experienced those.
That is great news, Mayor. Glad to hear it. I guess the next question is this. You are hearing, I'm sure, reports of the storm being stronger to the east of you. Might you be in a position soon to begin sending emergency workers that way to help out?
Yes, yes, because whatever we had planned for our area, those workers would probably be sent at the Surefor entity, which is a power provider. Company that may not be needed, you know, in this part of the area now, because we probably had minimal damage, so that should work in our favor. And any other resources that we've had or that we do have, we are willing to share with those who are on the eastern side of it. We are on the west side. It was only about 20 or 30 miles from us, you know, but it gave, you know, the actual dividing line. But it meant the world because, you know, it was bad. Even the sounding, man, the wind and the rain. But it could have been so much worse.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely so, absolutely so. And we'll continue to get reports from the east of you. Mayor, were you able to manage evacuations in a way that people were not put at risk from the pandemic, crowded into tight areas, for example?
Yes, and that is the most accomplished thing that I would want to say that we can brag on for our citizens, their compliance with the request to mandatorily evacuate under mandatory order. And it's only because, and it happened throughout the entire county, and there may be some who will be a little angry now and say that they shouldn't have gone, but they made a move because, you know, we experienced Harvey 3 years ago and no one had even mentioned anything.
Yeah.
Okay? And so they know what it could be. If it's bad, and we, you know, we didn't want to experience that again.
So you took the precautions, and everything's okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was the first mayor to call for a mandatory evacuation in this entire region, and you know, I'm still confident that I did the right and the correct thing, because that was to get all of the people, you know, who I'm responsible for, out of harm's way. And I would say we probably had about 70% that evacuated.
Okay. Mayor, thank you very much for the time and for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thank you all for having us, man.
Thurman Barty is the mayor of Port Arthur in Texas. It's been hit hard by other hurricanes. Seems largely to have been spared this time. We're going to continue reporting on the Gulf Coast and see how other towns have fared.